So what'd you get done this week, the first week of OTAs on a defensive side of the ball?
Some new installation, so we got to learn some new defenses that we're going to have throughout the year. And then the most important part is just getting back to the fundamentals of being on the field, using proper technique, using great leverage. All that stuff will carry over towards the season.
It's kind of a transient league. I mean, to see guys come and go every year, it's just normal. But there's a lot of new pieces here. You could have as many as 6 new starters. Are you starting to get a communication level, a comfort level with all those guys?
We're starting to build that now, and that'll only get stronger throughout OTAs and minicamp, and we'll continue to build in the training camp. That'll be a work in progress. So when the season does come, we should be rolling on all cylinders.
So what do you need to get done over the course of the next 3 weeks before you guys get to a summer break?
I think just we have to have a great understanding of our defense and what's expected of us, and we have to set our expectations high and realize, hey, we need to learn, prepare now, so when it's time for training camp, we can step right into things and be full speed.
I'm tired of asking you this question, but it fits every year. Is this as excited as you've been in your pro career? There's a lot of talent around you now.
We have a lot of big-time players. We have a lot of speed on the field. Yeah, so it's exciting to be a part of this because I think we all know, we understand there's a sense of urgency that we all want to play at our highest level, do really well. So, yes, it's a very exciting time here.
Eager to get Miles Jack in the meeting room so you can get going with him?
Yeah, absolutely. He's going to be a big part of our team, big part of our defense. So we're going to get him here when we can and get him up to speed fast. We're excited to have him.
And I guess finally, any thoughts on what Todd Walsh is doing differently this year, how the defensive scheme may have changed with a new coordinator?
I mean, we'll definitely have to have different calls and things like that, but I think that, you know, the largest thing is our mentality. Our attention to details, everything is very, very specific. We need to be very precise in everything that we're doing. And we're going to be held accountable. So that's just from a mental standpoint, things have changed for a positive course.